That is the sound of traditional flute and conch shell musical instruments during the opening of Indigenous Peoples and Food Sovereignty exhibit on Tuesday evening. The music was part of the blessing of a communal meal. The chairperson of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, Grand Chief Edward John from Canada, explained the importance of land for Indigenous people.
Everything that we take from the land, we respect it, because whatever plant or whatever medicine that we take from the land, it too has a life. Our teachers, our elders tell us that. And when we take that plant as medicine or as food, we thank that plant and that medicine for the strength that it will give us and that it will heal our bodies.
The exhibition highlights the right of Indigenous people to determine their own policies and strategies for sustainable production, distribution, and consumption of food. At least 21 Indigenous communities from 19 countries are represented in the exhibit, which includes a collection of 26 contemporary paintings and etchings from Balgo Hills in Western Australia. A cultural group from Chiapas, Mexico, known as Sac Tevul, opened the cultural performance. Its producer is Neida Martinez, founder of Habana Harlem, an independent label in New York. She says it is dedicated to ensuring that Indigenous people are treated with respect.
Many of the social issues they cover through their lyrics, in addition to singing in language, which is a political statement in and of itself, are also concepts of cultural equity, human dignity, economic justice, land rights, and overall human rights and dignity.
And Samuel Naikada, a Maasai from Kenya, makes a similar point.
I'm here to say that the Maasais are the Indigenous people. They are the people of the land. They belong to the land. And we have all the rights to occupy. We have all the rights to benefit from the land. And we would want to the UN and the Permanent Forum to actually hear us, so that it tells our governments not to discriminate us, not to move us from our original land, and we have the rights to access to all our resources.
A cultural group of the Maori of New Zealand energized the opening of the exhibit with their music and chants. Derek Mbata, United Nations.